Welcome to Rock Solid Devotional, a moment to start your day.
Last time, we learned how those who live by wisdom's instructions become a blessing to their families and communities. Today, we hear the wise father teaching his young son about wholeheartedly trusting God. Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 to 6, reading from the ESV. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will make straight your paths. The wise father continues to show the intrinsic rightness of the teaching he is bequeathing his young son. Amid complexity and uncertainty, the young son will continually have to make choices. And now the wise father speaks of the most essential, foundational choice the young son must make. Shall he trust in himself or in God? Trusting in God does not mean trusting in an abstract system of behavioral codes, nor in a plethora of rigid ancestral traditions. Instead, the young son is called to entrust himself to the Lord who has consistently demonstrated covenant faithfulness to his people. The Lord whom his people have experienced as Redeemer and Sustainer, whose character guarantees the moral and ethical promises and warnings of his created order. Wholeheartedly trusting God includes trusting the moral and ethical order he has created, trusting him to sustain it by perfectly working imperfect or hostile human responses into his perfect purpose. Trusting that even when some in our lives intend evil, God will bring about good. Persevering in faithfulness, even when the faithful suffer and wrongdoers prosper. Unreservedly trusting that God will work all things together for our good. Trusting wholeheartedly in anyone or anything other than God will inevitably disappoint, will prove to have been misplaced, to have offered a false sense of security. Because wholehearted trust in God is the essential first step in learning how to proportionately and appropriately trust anyone or anything else, especially oneself. Wholeheartedly trusting God includes total commitment to His wisdom, humbly accepting that our own knowledge and understanding are inadequate, recognizing our own capacity for deceiving ourselves, consistently seeking God's wisdom to guide us in accurately assessing information sources. Wholeheartedly trusting God includes trusting Him in all our ways, in every situation, in every endeavor. Consequences may seem advantageous or unfavorable, but in every consequence that befalls us and becomes part of our reality, we are to wholeheartedly trust God, committing ourselves to His way by honoring Him in all our choices, risking everything on His trustworthiness, trusting that He will overrule our mistakes and confirm our faithfulness. Those who wholeheartedly trust God will always be vindicated. They will increasingly know Him as the Lord who enters their lives, protects and blesses them, whose life-transforming presence surrounds them. In Him, there is no darkness or evil. So, under His guidance, they will not go astray, and their endeavors will succeed. Yet the temptation to trust oneself more than God is dangerously powerful. And so the wise father returns to it. We'll study that next time in Proverbs 3, verses 7 to 8. Let's pray. Lord God, thank you that even though we fail so often, you never do. You are perfectly trustworthy. How easily we forget that. Thank you for your truth that holds us accountable. Thank you for your mercy that welcomes us when we repentantly come to you. Thank you for your grace that restores us. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.